Welcome to StoryLark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called Captain Coral's Reef. Are you ready? Let's find out. Captain Coral's Reef. In the warm, turquoise waters of the Pacific, Captain Coral's colorful reef sparkled like an underwater rainbow. The wise old hermit crab had lived here for 20 years, watching over his reef family from inside his magnificent conch shell home. Purple sea fans swayed gently, orange brain coral bubbled with life, and schools of yellow tangs darted between the branches like tiny dancing suns. Captain Coral was enjoying his morning kelp tea when he heard a tiny cry for help. "Where am I? I can't find my way home!" Through the crystal clear water, he spotted a small seahorse spinning in circles, her delicate fins fluttering with worry. The ocean current had carried her far from familiar waters, and now she was completely lost.
"Ahoy there, little one!" called Captain Coral, poking his bearded face out of his shell.
"Welcome to Captain Coral's Reef. I'm the captain of these waters, and you look like you could use some help." The seahorse's big eyes filled with hope as she drifted closer to the friendly hermit crab.
"My name is Shelley," sniffled the little seahorse.
"I was playing hide-and-seek with my friends when a strong current swept me away. Now I don't know where I am or how to get home."
Captain Coral's kind eyes twinkled behind his tiny spectacles as he scuttled out of his shell completely.
"Well, Miss Shelley, you've washed up in the most wonderful neighborhood in the whole ocean," he declared, adjusting his captain's hat, made from a piece of red seaweed. "This reef is home to the most amazing creatures, and each one has a very important job. Would you like a grand tour while we figure out how to get you home safely?"
Shelley's worried expression brightened.
"Really? Everyone here has a job?"
Captain Coral nodded proudly. "Indeed they do. Every creature in our reef community works together to keep our home healthy and beautiful. Come along, and I'll show you how we all take care of each other. First stop, the cleaning station."
Captain Coral led Shelley through a forest of swaying sea anemones, their tentacles dancing like colorful ribbons in the current.
"These are the apartment buildings of our reef," he explained with a chuckle.
Suddenly, they heard cheerful humming coming from inside the largest anemone.
"Hello, Mimo and Dory," called Captain Coral.
Two bright orange clownfish peeked out, their white stripes gleaming.
"Good morning, Captain," chirped Nemo.
"We're just finishing our morning cleaning."
Dory giggled as she picked tiny bits of leftover food from between the anemone's tentacles.
"You see, Shelley," Captain Coral whispered,
"clownfish and sea anemones are the best of friends. The anemone gives the clownfish a safe home, and in return, Nemo and Dory keep their house sparkling clean."
Shelley watched in amazement as the clownfish darted in and out of the stinging tentacles without getting hurt.
"The anemone's tentacles would sting other fish," explained Nemo, "but we have special slime that protects us. It's like wearing an invisible raincoat underwater."
As they continued their tour, a loud crunching sound echoed through the water.
"What's that noise?" asked Shelley, her eyes wide.
Captain Coral grinned and pointed to a large, colorful fish with a beak-like mouth.
"Meet Polly, our reef sandmaker," he announced.
Polly the parrotfish looked up from her work, bits of coral still in her mouth.
"Good morning," she mumbled, then swallowed with a loud gulp.
"Sorry, I was having breakfast," she explained to Shelley.
"I eat algae off the coral, but I have to crunch up some coral too. My strong teeth can bite through almost anything."
"But here's the amazing part," added Captain Coral excitedly.
"What comes out the other end becomes beautiful white sand."
Polly blushed and giggled.
"It's true. I make about 200 pounds of sand every year. That's how beaches get their sand. Fish like me have been making it for millions of years."
Shelley gasped in delight. "So when I play in the sand at home, I'm actually playing in fish."
"Exactly," laughed Polly.
Their next stop was a cozy cave decorated with tiny shells and glowing sea pearls. A cheerful sign made from seaweed read, Dr. Snippy's Cleaning Station. Inside, a bright red cleaner shrimp wearing a tiny white coat was busy at work on a large grouper fish.
Hold still, please, Mr. Gill, chirped Dr. Snippy as she carefully picked parasites and dead skin from the grouper's scales with her delicate claws.
This might tickle. The big fish chuckled, his mouth wide open as two smaller cleaner shrimp worked on his teeth.
Dr. Snippy runs the best health spa in the reef, whispered Captain Coral.
We're like tiny dentists and doctors all rolled into one, explained Dr. Snippy proudly.
Fish come from all over the reef when they need cleaning. We remove parasites, clean their teeth, and make sure they stay healthy.
She gestured to the waiting line of fish outside her cave.
Business is always busy. And in exchange for our services, we get a delicious meal.
Everyone wins.
Shelley marveled at how organized and friendly the whole operation was.
As they swam deeper into the reef, Captain Coral suddenly stopped and looked around carefully.
Now where did Ollie go? He muttered, scanning the coral formations.
Ollie, are you playing hide-and-seek again?
Shelley looked everywhere, but saw nothing unusual.
Right here, came a voice from what Shelley had thought was a piece of brown coral.
Suddenly the coral began to change colors, shifting from brown to orange to purple, until it revealed itself to be a clever octopus.
Surprise, laughed Ollie, his eight arms wiggling with delight.
Ollie is our master of disguise, explained Captain Coral. He can change his color and texture to match anything in the reef.
Ollie demonstrated by touching a piece of pink coral and instantly turning the same shade of pink.
I can become invisible in seconds, he boasted.
This helps me hide from predators and catch food.
Plus, it makes me the champion of hide-and-seek.
As if to prove his point, Ollie touched a rock and transformed into its exact gray, bumpy texture.
That's incredible, gasped Shelley.
As the sun began to set above the ocean, painting the reef in golden light, Captain Coral and Shelley found themselves back at the captain's cozy shell home.
They had spent the whole day meeting the reef's wonderful residents and learning about their important jobs.
I never knew how many creatures work together to keep a reef healthy, said Shelley, her voice full of wonder.
Nemo and Dory keep the anemones clean. Polly makes sand for beaches.
Dr. Snippy keeps everyone healthy.
And Ollie?
Well, Ollie keeps everyone entertained.
Captain Coral chuckled and nodded approvingly.
That's exactly right, my dear, he said warmly.
In our reef community, everyone has a special role to play. We all depend on each other, just like pieces of a beautiful puzzle.
Just then, a gentle current carried a familiar scent past them.
Shelley, called a voice from the distance. That smells like home.
Shelley exclaimed, her fins fluttering with excitement.
Through the clear water, they could see a group of seahorses approaching, led by two larger ones who looked very worried.
Mommy? Daddy? Cried Shelley, rushing toward the approaching seahorses.
Her parents embraced her with their curled tails, their eyes filled with relief and joy.
We've been searching everywhere for you, said her mother.
We followed the current and asked every fish we met, added her father.
Captain Coral swam over slowly, his shell gleaming in the fading light.
Your daughter is a delightful young lady, he told Shelley's parents. She learned all about how our reef family works together.
Shelley nodded eagerly.
Oh yes, I learned about cleaning stations and sand-making fish and color-changing octopi and so much more.
Thank you for taking such good care of our little one, said Shelley's mother gratefully.
As the seahorse family prepared to leave, Shelley turned back to Captain Coral.
Will I ever see the reef again? She asked hopefully.
Captain Coral's eyes twinkled.
The ocean is smaller than you think, my dear.
And remember, wherever you go, you're part of the great ocean family too.
With happy hearts and new wisdom, Shelley and her family swam home under the twinkling stars, while Captain Coral watched over his peaceful reef kingdom.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.